So yesterday we met Janet. Isn't she lovely?
She was really nice, really nice.
Too lovely. She's one of the nicest people I think we've ever had here at Radio 1.
Very polite, said hello, said please and thank you.
The trouble is, when you're playing it on the radio, you need someone like Lily Allen, don't you? Just to say something a bit more outrageous. Anyway, I started in an upbeat kind of way. Here's the beginning of the interview with Janet Jackson. Welcome to Radio 1. Janet Jackson, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm sorry about the hot weather.
Don't be sorry, I love it.
Do you?
I love the heat. Are you kidding? And the humidity, that's right up my alley.
We're just not used to it, so that's why we're wearing embarrassing shorts today. So yeah. Sorry about that.
I love the whole I can't even say it, the Hawaiian.
Do
Mahala.
You?
No, this is Makaha.
Your t-shirt, I think.
Oh, right.
Aloha.
I have no idea what that means.
Was it a freebie?
Yeah.
So, how long are you in the UK for?
Just a few days.
Okay. I mean, you've obviously seen London.
Yes.
But not that many places around the UK, I would guess.
No.
No. We could recommend a few for you, if you like. Coventry is really nice.
Okay.
So check that out if you can, when you get time, on an off day. There's also Newport Pagnell, which is great.
Okay.
Try that out.
What is this?
These are just places in the UK, apart from London.
Okay.
And there's a place called Llandwy Brevi, which is in Wales, which is amazing. So
really?
Try and check them out next time. And just write them down, maybe, when your big burly mind is not looking, just jump on a bus and, you know, go to some of those places, because they're great. How awkward. She wasn't going for that at all.
Not really, no. She was a bit bemused by that, really.
Yeah, she just gave me that kind of, what are you talking about, face. However, if you do live in Newport Pagnell, don't put up the bunting just yet, all right? Because she wasn't writing it down. It'll be front page of the local paper tomorrow, won't it?
Janet Jackson's going to pay us a visit.
Yeah, Newport Pagnell gets visit from Megastar. It'll be on the Newport Pagnell Gazette front page. So, it was going a bit awkward at this point, so to lighten things up a little bit, I decided to ask her about her weight. There have been lots of stuff in the papers, in the press and magazines, especially in the UK.
I'm sure.
And stuff about your weight.
I didn't see any of them. I'm sorry I cut you off.
But, okay.
But you guys, I think, are more brutal than they are in the States. But I didn't see anything, so I'm sure there was.
Mm. Have you been in training?
Yes, but I mean, the whole thing was for a film that I was to do.
Oh, so, see, they don't put that.
See, they don't... Oh. Yeah, I was to do a film, and I saw the character in this way. She was from the South, and a very small town in the South. And it was an independent film. And it just so happened, we were supposed to start shooting in October, and literally 3 days before we were to go off to the South and just remove ourselves completely, they had to push the film back. And I had already been recording the album, and it was just something I could not do. So actually, Mariah's doing the film. But see, I don't know if she'll do the whole weight gain thing. That's how I saw the character, and since she's read the script, I don't know if she sees it differently. Obviously, being through different eyes, but
so I mean, and that's what they required for the film, or what you thought was required for the film.
Well, yeah, that's what it was, and they love the idea. As a matter of fact, I went to Jermaine's birthday party just soon before we were supposed to leave to do the film, and they called me up because they had seen a picture. And they thought I had lost a little bit of weight, and they were kind of on me about making sure I keep the weight on. So, yeah, those are the things. See, you guys are worse than we are.
It's not me.
In the States. Yeah, so it was for a film. So I had to take it. It was fun putting it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so then
what how do you do that?
What do you mean, how you do?
Well, I know you have to. Well, what do you eat?
It's unfortunate, but you have to eat everything in sight that you love.
That's amazing.
So I need to find a film role. Really? Because it's going on, but for no reason at all at the moment. That's kind of what I need to do.
But that's brutal, though. I mean, it was pretty brutal. I didn't recognize myself when I looked in the mirror, and it was very hard on my body. Mm. Very hard. From morning to night.
And did you have a special diet to get it all off again, or?
Yes, I worked very seriously with my trainer, but even closer with my nutritionist. That's where it started. And then when I reached my goal, halfway to my goal, I started training, lifting.
Do you read any of the celebrity magazines or newspapers?
No.
Why?
'Cause most of it isn't true. I'm not saying everything is not true, but most of it isn't true.
What's the strangest thing that's ever been written about you that's not true?
That I have children, and that to get this weight off, I had a, a, I, gastric bypass surgery. That's the latest thing.
That's just the latest.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that bothers me, which normally doesn't get to me, but that bothers me because you work so hard. And the stupid thing about it is the paparazzi were there on a daily basis watching me take this off.
Yeah.
So it's like, it wasn't like I disappeared for a month or two and then suddenly. They were there every single day when I was running on the beach and all the stuff I was doing, so.
There must be photographers everywhere you go these days.
You know, people are using their camera phones
on the, yeah.
And they send it in.
Mm.
I remember I was running in the neighborhood, and the next thing I know, it's like, okay, this is from a camera phone, because a paparazzi wasn't around. At least we didn't see one. It was a very, very quiet neighborhood.
Do you think the invention of things like that has kind of made it difficult to ever
have any privacy?
Yeah.
Yes, and it's sad, but it's not the invention. It's just that people are abusing it, you know, using it for funky ways. So that's sad. It's really the people. It's like guns don't kill people. That saying, people kill people.
Even you had that, didn't you? Somebody taking a picture of you pushing the luggage trolley through Palmer Airport.
Oh, really?
You know? It's because she wanted to get 200 quid out of Heat Magazine.
Yes, she did,
yeah. It does. It even happens to me, Janet. Even me. So, it's going okay. She's lovely. But it's not like having Jordan in, is it?
No, not really. And I was still struggling to see whether Mariah Carey would really put on weight for a film. I can't see Mariah Carey doing that.
No, I can't.
And also, people aren't really abusing camera phones by taking photos with them, because that's why there's a camera on them.
Yeah, people with camera phones misusing them by using them. However, think about it, right?
Yeah.
Janet Jackson comes up your street looking quite big and jogging. What would you do? First thing you do, get the old camera out, wouldn't you? Yeah. Right, this is the brand new single from Janet Jackson featuring Nelly. It's Call On Me. Next, the wardrobe malfunction. Oh, God. Right, so we needed to pull the interview back a bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
Liven it up a little bit, because, you know, she's just so nice.
So what did you do?
We decided to talk about me more. I was getting bored of talking about her, so I asked her what she thought of my attempt at hip-hop karaoke.
You know you got me, with your pistol, shot me, and I'm here hopelessly in love, and nothing can stop me. You can't stop me, because once I've started it, can't return me, because once you bought it.
What do you think of that?
Have I got rhythm? Were you just standing there when you were...
Yeah.
Or were you moving?
Well, I was moving a bit to this one, if you'd like to hear this.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I had the moves for this. It's me doing 50 Cent.
So seductive.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot.
Are you feeling a bit uncomfortable?
He said...
Well,
is that Laura?
Yeah, that's Laura.
You can have.
How does she know it was Laura?
You want it? You go back.
We didn't tell her.
To push upon it.
I what do you think, Janet? Over to you.
You have a pocket problem. Staying in time with the rhythm of the music.
Right.
Staying in the tempo.
That's a pocket problem, is it?
Yeah, they still call it staying in the pocket.
Is that something you could learn, Janet, or is it something you've just got? Could I learn that?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you dance at all or anything?
Believe me. Sometimes, Janet, I dance, but not often. So is that the problem, that I'm not dancing?
Well, that's what made me thinking. I don't know. Well, the question is, do you dance in time? Let's start there, because if you dance on the right beat, then you'll be fine. Yeah. But if you have a whole nother tempo going in your head.
You see, he needs white wine to be able to dance.
That makes me, and then, makes me dance a lot better.
But then the white wine makes him slur.
Yeah. And then generally fall over. So, okay, well, I appreciate your honest feedback, I really do, because, you know, I'm a learner here, so thank you.
You're welcome.
How did she know who Laura was?
I don't know.
Let's listen to that again.
I have you spending all you got. Is that Laura?
Yeah, that's Laura, yeah. Half Laura's Diary, is that Laura?
You weren't happy about that, were you?
Not really, no.
Right, so you have a pocket problem.
I have a pocket problem, yeah. Now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Here's the exciting bit of the interview. Remember at Super Bowl a couple of years ago when Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake were performing together and they were dancing away, then whoop, there it is.
Yep.
Something pops out and it was blamed on a wardrobe malfunction. Now, because we know that she's very nice, we kind of thought the interview might go as it did. So we decided to stage our own wardrobe malfunction before she came in. Mm. So we planned it that Chappa's shorts would fall down halfway through the interview.
I had to kind of wriggle them slowly down.
And here's what happened.
Sorry, Scott.
What?
Just popped in the sound.
I'm sorry about him. Okay. Did you like how I distanced myself from you? I'm sorry about him. And also, what did you say? I've just popped out.
Just popped out.
Sorry, Scott. What?
Just popped in the sound.
I'm sorry about him. Okay.
At least you laughed.
Well, that's a normal reaction.
Sorry, Scott. What?
Just popped in the sound.
I'm sorry about him. Okay. This is Radio 1. So, picture the scene, right? You're Janet Jackson, one of the people who you're talking to during an interview at a radio station. Their trousers fall down halfway through the interview, exposing themselves. What do you do?
Sorry, Scott. What?
Just popped in the sound.
I'm sorry about him. Okay. You laugh nervously, that's what you do. This is Scott on Radio 1. Someone's saying, get on with the Janet Jackson interview, I want to hear it. That was it. That was it. Yeah. But you can listen again if you want at bbc.co.uk/radio1. That was it.
A couple of people suggested that her nervous laugh might be because there's something wrong with me.
And, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know.
You mean downstairs?
Yeah. That isn't the case.
Are you going to, like, every time we do this now, are you going to expose yourself to different celebrities every time they come in? Because they're pretty gross, really.
Oh, well, I wasn't planning on it.
Well, you did plan it.
We did plan that, yeah. Well, only if they come in and maybe they're really, really nice. And then if you want it livened up, it'll be...
It's 5:35 on Radio 1.